The peace of the Lord be with you. Amen. The peace of the Lord. Forgiveness of sins. Restoration and oneness again with the Father. Reception into the home of God. The joy of salvation, indeed, how sweet it is. Isn't it wonderful that there is hope for us and for all the sinners of earth for this wonderful privilege and blessing, for this grace of our wonderful God? We need to rejoice and be happy. The peace of the Lord. How great it is, the joy of salvation. But is everybody really joyful? Is everybody really happy over this? Think about it. There are some who aren't. That's why our Lord Jesus presented this beautiful parable of the prodigal son, to emphasize and to bring to us the joy of forgiveness, the joy of salvation. We know that it is sin that breaks every joy, every happiness that man has. We see that in the case of this young man, heady and strong-willed. He knew what he wanted and he was going to do his thing. He asked his dad for the money that was coming to him. And he said, "So long, Dad, I'll see you later." I don't know whether he said that even. But off he went. He had his plan. He knew what he was going to do. He was going to do his thing. And his thing wasn't very good. He was seeking happiness like sinners seek happiness, like people seek happiness. He thought he'd have it in spending the money and living it up and carrying on with harlots and prostitutes and all these other pleasures of the world. Just like you. We're that way, aren't we? It doesn't necessarily mean we have to be guilty of such gross, sinful behavior. But our sin is a departure. It is our will against God's will. That's the original, the Ursünde, the original sin, is it not? Man goes his own way and does his own thing. Well, sin is never productive of happiness. And those who say, "Oh, we are free, we can do what we want to do, and we do it," they're not really happy. They don't have freedom. As Jesus said, "He that is a servant of sin is a slave of sin." And so this heady young man found that out very quickly. Gone was his money, and gone were his resources, and gone were his friends. And he was in destitution and desperation. And it is interesting that the Lord points out that the desperation was total. He had hit bottom because he was even willing to eat the food that was fed to swine. And you know, for an Israelite who will not have anything to do with swine, that's pretty low. But in that situation, this young man began to come to his senses. And you know, that is always a good factor in the case of sin. The Lord's punishment, and you know, violation of God's law has always its own destruction, its own punishment built in. And there is a purpose for it, to bring us to our senses. And so this young man came to his senses and says, "Oh my." He had a good look at himself and he realized he had done wrong. And he did have the courage to do something about it. From the deep desperation in which he found himself, he said, "I will go back to my father." And you notice a real spirit of humility there. He says, not to be his son again. After all, I blew that. And the real humble, penitent individual is the same way, just like the Pharisee in the temple who stood and said, God be merciful to me, a sinner, didn't even lift up his eyes so much as to heaven. And so this young man says, I'm going back. I'll get a job there. I think my dad might give me a job. And then it happened. As he came back, his father was waiting for him. And his father forgave him. And his father honored him. His father embraced him. His father gave him a celebration. And you can believe the joy of forgiveness, the joy of salvation for this young man was genuine. But the joy of salvation was not only that of this young man. The father was happy. God rejoices. God is happy over penitent sinners. You know, that's why the Lord was bringing this particular parable. And the two before, the one of the lost sheep and the other of the lost coin, remember what Jesus said, there is joy in heaven over one sinner that repents. God wants to forgive. How wonderful that is, that God is happy when we come back, when we ask for forgiveness. For he loved the world. He loved you, me, and all the world so that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes might not perish but have everlasting life, might have forgiveness, might have the joy of salvation. How sweet it is. How wonderful that no matter what it is that we have done, we can go to the Father and say, Father, I have sinned against heaven, against you. Father, forgive. And the Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, is so happy to forgive. Jesus is happy. But he says, come unto me, all you that labor. I will give you rest. But now there was one who was not so happy, and that was the brother out there in the field. He was a good, solid citizen, wasn't he? He'd worked, he'd stayed with the father, he worked hard, he did the work in the fields, looked after the father's interests, took care of the father, the family fortune, while his rascal brother was living it up with harlots out there. When he heard of the music and the celebration and that a fatted calf had been killed, he was very angry. He wasn't happy. He didn't have joy over the forgiveness, did he? And he says, you never did this for me, and I was with you always. Of course, the father said, look, you were not lost. Your brother was lost, he's found. He was dead, he's alive again. Rejoice. Remember the first words of the gospel? There were those Pharisees who criticized Jesus because he went and ate with publicans and sinners, and they didn't like that. That's why Jesus told these three parables, that they might understand there is joy over forgiveness, no matter who it is. Whoever repents and comes back, there is joy in heaven over that. There should be joy on your part. Of course, we are not like that, are we? We're always happy when a sinner repents, aren't we? It's strange that in the visible church, often this very unpleasant emotion is exhibited. There are many church denominations that might feel they are the chosen, just like the Pharisees felt, we are the sons of Abraham. We have nothing to do with harlots and publicans and prostitutes and sinners. We're the right kind of people. Even the attitude and the carrying out of the Great Commission is involved here. Did not the Lord Jesus say, because he wanted sinners to be brought to repentance, go into all the world and make disciples? There are church bodies who don't seem to think that's necessary anymore. Liberal church organizations who actually feel that, well, you go over to the heathen, adjust, help them to adjust to their culture and to their religion. Everybody's religion is okay. And in congregations, and I have an idea you might run across that in your own congregation sometime, the congregation you'll serve. Some notorious sinner might come to the church and might really be penitent and want to be accepted. And there might be some who say, that individual? How in the world could we ever be unhappy over the forgiveness of a sinner when our Father in heaven is overjoyed, when the angels of heaven rejoice and sing over one sinner that repents? We want the peace of the Lord, don't we? That means we want everyone else to have the peace of the Lord too. You know, in the hymnal and in many orders of worship, in connection with a communion, there is this, that people greet each other with the peace of the Lord, or the peace of the Lord be with you. In a way, that's very good, isn't it? After all, at the Lord's blessed festival, this wonderful banquet that he has prepared with his own body and blood for us, to seal to us the joy of salvation, the joy of our forgiveness, there the peace of the Lord comes to us. Certainly every one of us want to share in the joy of everyone else. Come then with thankfulness, true penitence. Come, say, Father, I have sinned, forgive. The Lord says, take, eat. This is my body which is given for you, take, drink. My blood which is shed for you, the blood of the new covenant. And go in peace, the peace of the Lord. May we learn from this ever to rejoice, not only in our own salvation, but in the salvation and the forgiveness of every other penitent sinner, and share that peace always with one another. Amen.